The COVID-19 pandemic has forced most of us into social isolation. But for veterans with mental health issues, staying at home runs counter to advice they've long received to get out and interact with the world. Jennifer Brooklyn reports for WUNC's American Homefront Project.
Veterans with PTSD have a range of treatment options, including medication and therapy. But mental health professionals also encourage coping behaviors like getting out into nature, being physically active, and spending time with positive people. Marine Corps veteran Ryan Domic Hernandez in Raleigh struggles with mental health issues, including PTSD, anxiety, depression, and substance abuse. But he recently joined a group called Irreverent Warriors that brings veterans together for hikes and hangouts.
They give us some camaraderie. They give us that unit feeling of brotherhood that we've been missing. If something were to happen, I can call on 40 people and say, hey, man, I'm going through this. What can we do? Well, let's get up and let's go get coffee.
But thanks to the COVID-19 pandemic, things are suddenly different. They can't meet up for coffee or for family picnics, happy hours, or their signature hikes. Domic Hernandez says he's worried about the toll that social distancing could take on him and his new friends.
I think we definitely need human interaction in our lives. And being how we are right now, there's going to be a lot of people depressed. There's going to be a lot of people being alone, feeling alone. And that's not really a good place to be.
Hike leader Jeremy Walton says the longer group members have to keep their distance, the more veterans who relied on in-person social interaction could backslide.
The more we sit around and not talk and not interact with each other, the worse this becomes. All I can say is that this thing has put a big hole in a lot of our chests because we use this time to get together as a way to heal, and that takes us a step back, being forced to not do anything.
Experts, including David Benedek, chair of psychiatry at the Uniformed Services University, confirm that loneliness can indeed exacerbate mental health issues.
Being alone can make worse depression, anxiety disorders, and post-traumatic stress disorders. So being alone in and of itself can be a challenge.
But Benedek says being socially distant doesn't have to mean feeling lonely. And Terry Tenelian, a behavioral scientist and an expert on military and veteran health with the RAND Corporation, says there's mounting evidence to suggest that using technology to replace in-person interaction can be just as effective.
I've seen some, you know, new research that shows that online and virtual structured support engagements, you know, through online communities are also showing positive impacts in helping people feel more connected. So I think the evidence is growing, and it is showing that those virtual opportunities can be just as impactful and important.
For members of the Irreverent Warriors, though, a virtual hike just couldn't deliver what the real thing does. So Walton says although they've canceled activities through mid-May, they're thinking of ways to get together still, in person.
If you really want to get out of the house, we'll have a barbecue, we'll shoot guns out back, we'll literally stagger you every 15 minutes, we'll give you a fresh pair of clothes, or you bring a fresh pair of clothes, and we will hang out. So you got to find a way. Instead of sitting around and unsure of what to do, you have to make the effort. And that's what we're trying to do now.
These veterans don't want to take chances with their health. They say they'll be smart about their contact. But Walton says for them, getting together isn't a choice. It would be too unhealthy not to. Jennifer Brooklyn, North Carolina Public Radio, WUNC.